The happy game was hard. Only kids could have invented it. The girl sat on the toilet and the boy sat on the bath mat, crisscross applesauce. The father filled a Dixie cup and stepped into the closet. Most days, he closed the door and walked straight through and opened, shut the bedroom door and gave the pill and came right back. Other days, he stood between the doors a while and thought of Narnia or being airlocked in a passage on the space station. The girl would shake the plastic bottle, which had once held fish oil supplements, impatiently. It made the dad remember when the cat went missing, and his mother wouldn't call for it, but shook and shook its dry food in the little silver bowl. And he would picture how the kids had scraped the jelly beans across the kitchen island, counting batches out like pharmacists. It seemed too big, the thing that made his wife inert and gray and distant as the mashed potatoes everyone kept pushing farther back inside the fridge. But he'd agreed to take the medicine. They drank the jelly beans with water from the cup the mother, wife, had used, because that was a rule. "I'm feeling happier," the girl or boy would say. "Me too," the other would agree. Then they'd do happy things, like scoop mud from the creek if it was nice outside, and turn a frisbee upside down to make a pottery wheel. They played the happy game until it just turned into life. The times the father cried were fast and quiet.